Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
What goes through your mind when you're watching that game go back and forth, and what are you trying to anticipate having to do throughout the course of the night?
You know, honestly, just control your bullpen, the numbers they're putting out there in the innings, and the amount of pitches thrown, and then just continue to have... It can get a little... I say PCL-ish, Pacific Coast League, and that's kind of what the PCL is. That those scores last night dictate kind of what we had last night here. So,
yesterday was the first day of the implementation of the pitch clock. We've had the pitch clock, but without any penalties until last night. We saw, I believe, four or five pitchers called for violations. One hitter was called for a violation. Overall, how did you feel it went the first day with actual penalties?
I mean, I thought there was going to be way more, to be honest with you. I think there was a seven combined, maybe, like you said. And like we talked about before, it was a 15 to 12 game in 3 hours and 20 minutes or something. That's unheard of also. So, you know, the implementation of the clock worked, speeding up the game. The question is, did it affect the numbers because pitchers felt rushed, possibly, and, you know, missed spots more often or... you know, wasn't able to execute pitches more as often as they wanted to. So we're going to see, you know, that's a small window we saw, but we're going to see how that goes going forward.
All right, thanks a lot. Good luck today.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, we will have the starting lineups and first pitch coming your way in just a few moments. Stick around. Columbus Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
Six pitches, all for strikes. The Clippers mounted a comeback. Oscar Gonzalez had a three-run home run, cut the lead in half. And then the Clippers' offensive barrage was just getting going. 0-1 pitch. That swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Clippers wound up taking a 9-6 lead. 0-2. Fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again. Then Syracuse came roaring back. They erased the Clippers' lead. 0-2 again, and swung on and missed. Strike three. What an inning for Kirk McCarty. Every pitch he throws is a strike. He strikes out Rincon to end it. We'll talk more about yesterday's game as this one goes along. Right now, after a half an inning at Huntington Park, it is Syracuse nothing, and the Clippers coming up.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us. Because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what My Karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important. Here come the Clippers in the bottom half of inning number one. The batting order looks very much like this. Richie Palacios in left field is the leadoff man. Gabriel Arias, the shortstop, at second. Will Benson, third. He'll be the DH with Oscar Gonzalez cleaning up in right field. Alex Calls in center, batting fifth. Mitch Tolman at second base is the sixth hitter, followed by Gavin Collins, the catcher. Jose Fermin will be the eight hitter and third baseman. Ike Freeman, ninth, is at first base. Palacios takes a first pitch, called strike on the inside corner from Felix Pena. The right-hander goes back to work and hits the inside part of the plate again, make it 0-2. Pena, 6'2", 220-pounder. Hails from the Dominican Republic. 32 years of age, he has been around. 0-2, off-speed is low, one ball and two strikes. Originally signed by the Chicago Cubs in 2009. Here's his 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, it was hung, but Palacios got underneath of it. A high fly to left field, Brody underneath. Drifts back a couple of steps, he'll make the catch for out number one. He's in the Cubs organization, all the way up the ranks, making his major league debut in 2016. He pitched in 11 games for the World Series champion Cubs, though he was not on the postseason roster. No wins, no losses, a 4 ERA. Pitched most of the year in Iowa. 36 relief appearances. He was 3-4 for the Cubs that year. First pitch swinging and a deep fly ball from Arias. That ball is going to travel all the way to the batter's eye. Bye-bye! Solo shot for the Clippers shortstop. First of the year for Arias. He got every bit of it. Dead center field, halfway up the batter's eye. The Clippers lead it 1-0. Not waiting around, he saw the first pitch he liked from Pena and took a rip. And the Clippers grab the early lead. Early leads have not necessarily been a portent of good things in games dealing with the Clippers this year. Here's Will Benson, takes low for ball one. Scoring the first run in the series against Lehigh Valley, you lost more often than you won the game. Benson swings and misses at the next pitch, 1-1. The Clippers, in the first three games of this series, scored first, went on to win. Benson looks at a fastball at 94 off the inside corner, 2-1. Yesterday, Syracuse, as I was chronicling in the top of the first inning, got off to a hot start, jumped out to a 6-0 lead, but it did not matter. 2-1 pitch, cut on and missed. That one diving down out of the zone. Pena, slider, sinker, changeup, and a four-seam fastball. Here comes his 2-2. That's low, and the count is full. Boy, Pena got the message about pace of play. Either that or he's just the kind of guy that likes to work really quickly. He is operating at a tremendously quick pace. Into the motion, the right-hander fires the 3-2, and it's down and in, and it hit Benson on the toe. Would have been ball four, but he's a hit batsman. Well, speed is a big part of Benson's game. I don't know how anxious he's going to be to run the bases now with a foot barking at him. Slowly making his way up the first baseline. Well, here's Oscar Gonzalez. When the Clippers fell behind yesterday 6-0, Gonzalez came to the plate in the bottom half of the third inning and hit an absolute crush job, three-run homer to cut the lead in half. And you could see the lift that gave the Clippers. Body language all of a sudden got a lot better. He's got three homers, seven runs batted in, batting 290. on the young season. Swings out in front of the off-speed pitch, and he's going to see a lot of those. Now, the home run he hit yesterday came on a hanging breaking ball. Syracuse has done everything they can to not throw Gonzalez a fastball. Pena ready. Peeks to first. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch. It's swung on and fouled away. Benson had it stolen. So much so that they even say so up on the video board here. But he's got to go back because of the foul ball. Quickly, the count is 0-2. And now we'll see if Gonzalez shortens up his swing a little bit. The wind is blowing out sharply toward pretty much straightaway center field. Maybe a bit to the right side of straightaway center. It's a fly ball to shallow center, but the wind will carry it out to Lee, and he'll make the catch for out number two. Each of the last 2 days, really throughout this series, the wind has been blowing out toward left. And the last 2 days, it was blowing out hard. Today, there's a good breeze, but nothing like what we've seen in the latter half of the week. Alex Call due up now. Batting just .200 on the season, but his on-base percentage is .370 because he has drawn six walks already. Swings at the first pitch and comes up empty 0-1. The six walks are good, but they are only good for fourth best on this Clippers team. Clippers have three of the top 10 players in the International League in base on balls. Pickoff attempt at first, nothing doing. Clippers as a unit have drawn 52 walks this year. That trails only the Norfolk Tides, who have 57. Norfolk, the top hitting team in the International League, batting .275, and they have scored more runs than anybody else. And frankly, it's not even close. 1-1 count, here's the pitch. Fastball in the dirt, 2-1. Clippers are in third in runs scored. Worcester has 64. The Clippers have 60. Norfolk way out in front with 71. Benson out to his lead, draws a look. Long pause, now the pitch. And that one is a changeup that finishes inside. Two and one is the count. Home plate umpire just corrected the count. So it's two balls and one strike. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. It's hit hard but foul on the third base side. Bangs off the front of the Mets dugout. All the way out into left field. Syracuse going with the road gray pants today, those bright orange jerseys that they wore yesterday. Matching traffic cone caps. The S on the crown. Blue numbers. Pena kicks and deals, and a soft ground ball foul on the third base side will keep the count 2-2. Pena has a teal glove, which clashes dramatically with the Mets uniforms. Teal glove with red laces and some lime green stitching on there. Again, the 2-2. And this time, Cole just gets a piece to stay alive. Bottom of the first inning. It's 1-0. Clippers on top. Gabriel Arias with a massive home run to straightaway center field. Benson leads away from first. He was hit by a pitch on a 3-2. Two down. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Runner goes. And it's hit high and deep to left field. Brody at the track. Bye-bye, Alex Call with his second home run of the season. This one a two-run shot, and the Clippers are putting it on the Syracuse Mets here in the first inning. It is 3-0. A Pena had Call kind of playing defense in the box a little bit, had him to two strikes early, but Alex Call found one he could handle, and he handled it. Base is clear now for Mitch Tolman. The wind and pitch off the inside corner. Fastball at 94, your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Next pitch. That's a strike. One from Pena, hit on the ground, foul on the first base side. One to the count. Pena is square up to the plate as he gets his sign, then goes into the motion, gets a swing and a miss, and a pitch in the dirt for strike three. But the Clippers played three runs on a pair of homers. Gabriel Arias, a solo job, and Alex Call with a two-run blast to left field. 3-0 Clippers after an inning at Huntington Park.
Time to savor the TAT's amazing Lenten specials. All-you-can-eat perch, rigatoni with marinara, both Wednesdays and Fridays. Zesty shrimp marinara, cheese ravioli, vegetable lasagna, or our Mongo seafood platter. Lent at the TAT. It's all good.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
On 9 pitches, all strikes in the first inning. Daniel Palka had a big day yesterday. Swings the first pitch, pops it up foul and out of play. Palka was a triple shy of the cycle, had a two-run double, had a two-run homer, and then in the ninth inning singled and was thrown out trying to get to second base in an inexplicable base-running decision, down 3 runs at the time. Called strike here, and it's 0-2. Next offering, breaking ball in the dirt. Oh my goodness, he's human. Kirk McCarty just threw one out of the strike zone. 1-2. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Palka checks his swing, not in time. Home plate umpire says so, and that is strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for McCarty. Home plate umpire is Tyler Olson. Crew chief Lou Williams umpiring at first, and Adam Beck is over at third. Brings up Patrick Mazika. Very upright stance in the left-handed batter's box. Now as the pitch is delivered, he goes into a crouch and looks at a called strike, 0-1. McCarty into the motion. Next pitch, fastball by him, swung on and missed. 0-2. Shift on with the second baseman in right field. The 0-2 pitch off the outside corner. Fastball from McCarty came in at 93 miles per hour. He looks like a man about business today. As a sign, into the motion, now the pitch, breaking ball, fouled away. Still very early and a lot can change, but sometimes you just see the body language of a guy. You see the execution. You see some determination. Check swing and a breaking ball. Did he go? They asked the third base umpire this time, and Adam Beck said no. And so it's 2-2, almost chased one out of the zone. Now the 2-2 pitch. Looping pop-up out to shallow left field. Falls in for a base hit. So Mazika fell behind in the count. And then went with a pitch over the outer half for a base knock. It's a nice, easy swing. Didn't try and overdo it. And so that'll break up the rhythm that McCarty had going here. He'll pitch from the stretch for the first time today. Khalil Lee to the plate. Lee has had a rough go this season. Swings and fouls this pitch away, 0-1. Had his first hit, but batting just 0-42, and he has struck out 12 times in 24 at-bats. Another left-on-left matchup. Next pitch, fastball, strike on the outside corner near the upper portion of the zone. It's 0-2. Infield plays him to pull, but not in an over shift. Arias, the shortstop, close to behind the second base bag. Fermin well off the line at third. Next pitch, breaking ball, called a third strike, dropped by the catcher, but first base occupied, so no damage done. Sharp breaking ball there from McCarty results in his third strikeout of the ball game. Two down, a runner at first for Nick Meyer. Clippers on top by a 3-0 score. Two home runs in the first for the home team. Here's the set now, the pitch. And it is low for ball one. The injury report brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. Yesterday, Luke Maley joined the Clippers on a rehab assignment. He caught five innings. Came to the plate three times. He walked and had two hits. So looked very good at the plate. They'll build him up and try and get him back to Cleveland as quickly as possible. 1-0 is low to Meyer. Two balls, no strikes. McCarty, as his sign, goes to work and nears a high fly ball to right field. Gonzalez drifting back at the warning track. Has it measured. He'll make the catch shy of the wall for out number three. No runs, one hit, one man left aboard, an inning and a half gone at the corner of Neal and Nationwide. The Clippers lead the Syracuse Mets by a 3-0 score.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylists at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Bottom Third of the order due up for the Clippers. Gavin Collins, Jose Fermin, and Ike Freeman. 3-0 Clip Show. Clippers have won 6 games in a row, all 4 in this series. They took the last 2 on the road against the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs to split that series 3 games apiece. They've already won this series by virtue of taking the first 4. But you can't sweep unless you win Game 5, and that's what Columbus is going to try and do today. You sweep a series in the minor leagues in the 2020s, well, my friend, you have done something, because they've all been 6-game series. Well, most have been 6-game series. Felix Pena. Time called just before the pitch was thrown. Now Pena is ready, goes to work, and throws a strike 0-1. Well, now they're going to call that a pitch clock violation, so I guess time was not called. Umpire just said 1-1, so now a pitch downstairs makes it 2-1. I saw the clock had expired, but then Gavin Collins put his hand up as if to call timeout. So it is 2 balls and 1 strike. We've got our first violation of the game. Yesterday was the first day of enforcement of the new rules. Next pitch to Collins is inside, 3-1. We had 5 violations yesterday, and a handful that seemed to sneak by. 4 of them were on pitchers, 1 was on a hitter. Here comes the 3-1 pitch, and it swung on, hit on the ground to second base. Blankenhorn's got it, kind of stumbles, and now the first baseman doesn't cover the bag. Carlos Rincon just didn't cover first. I don't know if he thought the ball got through. Boy. Well, Blankenhorn got to the baseball, stumbled a little bit, slid down. Yeah, I don't know. Rincon just... That's not going to go as an error. It's going to go as a base hit for Gavin Collins. But that's an error on the first baseman. Rincon turned his back to the play, headed toward first, and then just stopped running. Clearly, he thought the ball got through. Blankenhorn popped up to throw and then just put his hands to the side, and Pena was furious out on the mound. First pitch to Jose Fermin is out of the zone for ball 1. The pitch way inside, 2 balls and no strikes. Well, things have been going poorly for Syracuse this year. You don't need that on top of it. 2-0 pitch. Low, 3 balls and no strikes, 2 for me. Clippers up 3-0. Syracuse is last in hitting, last in pitching, and 19th out of 20 teams in defense. Here's ball 4 up and in, and boy, Pena didn't really come close to any of the 4 offerings being a strike. 2-1, nobody out for the 9-hitter, Ike Freeman. Freeman had a huge day yesterday for the Clippers. He's had a great couple of days. 2 days ago, had a pair of 2-run home runs. And then yesterday drew 3 base on balls. Or excuse me, 4 base on balls, and was officially 1-for-1, scored 2 runs. First pitch swing, and he chops it up the middle. That could be a double play. Young, the shortstop, has it. Steps on the bag, throws to first, and that is in time for a 6-3 twin kill. Not what the Clippers were hoping for, but for Syracuse, that is just the right medicine. Back to the top of the order for Richie Palacios. Palacios was huge yesterday for Columbus. Came up twice with the bases loaded when the Clippers needed him to come through, and he absolutely did on both occasions. The pitch, well off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes to the left-handed batting Palacios, who fly to left field his first time up. Prior to yesterday, the Clippers had been terrible with the bases loaded in terms of the batting average. Palacios just murdered a baseball, but hit it foul, well out of play. In fact, prior to yesterday, the Clippers' current roster had zero hits with the bases loaded. One ball, one strike to count. Breaking ball got away from Pena a bit. Sails high and away, 2-1. So Palacios yesterday was 2-for-2 with the sacks. Jack drove in 4 runs. Was a huge part of the Clippers mounting 2 comebacks yesterday. Here comes a 2-1 pitch to him. Inside with a fastball, Pena buzzed him to make it 3-1. A team overcoming a 3-run deficit to win a ball game is a rare thing. A team overcoming a 3-run deficit after having overcome a 6-run deficit, almost unheard of. That's what the Clippers did yesterday in a 15-12 win. Palacios hit another one high and deep to right field. This one's going to be fair, and this one is going to be off the top of the wall. Palacios heading for second. Here's the throw. His slide. He's in safe with a double. Scoring easily from third, Gavin Collins. Palacios stays hot, and it's 4-0 Columbus. A lot of loft on that baseball. Didn't have quite enough oomph on it to get it out of here, just to the left of the Pedialyte porch. Palacios put it off near the top of the wall, that mesh metal fence that separates Huntington Park from Nationwide Boulevard. He's in scoring position now for Gabriel Arias, who when last seen at home plate was busy crushing a ball over the center field wall for a solo home run, his first of the year. Swings the first pitch, breaking ball, and comes up empty, 0-1. Arias, after the home run, now has a .517 slugging percentage on the season. A one pitch. Ooh, swung on and missed. That one disappeared on him. Good off-speed offering from Pena. Quickly 0-2. Zeke, the catcher, sets the mitt. And this one is way upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Mazika, like many catchers in this day and age, goes to one knee with his right leg splayed way out to the side. Next pitch. That stays high. 2-2. Well, Arias hadn't seen a fastball yet in this sequence. Two strikes. Looks like he's still hunting one. Will Benson in the on-deck circle. Clippers lead 4-0 here in the second inning. Set by the right-hander. Now the pitch. Swung on and missed. Came back with the off-speed, and Arias couldn't find it. That's the second strikeout for Pena. It comes after an RBI double for Richie Palacios. It makes it a 4-0 Clippers lead as we go to the third.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Make sure your plans are on track for the kind of retirement you're counting on. And if you don't have a plan in place, it's time to get started. Listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services for the Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. This week, John Heishman discusses how to protect retirement assets from long-term care costs. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI.
Great in-home care starts with a great match. Comfort Care can help you find the right fit for a parent or loved one. From companionship to personal care, Comfort Care offers different levels of assistance. Our franchisees thoughtfully match clients and caregivers for the best fit possible. A great match gives families peace of mind knowing their loved one is getting professional care and a friendly smile. Find your caregiver match at 833-55-MATCH. Each office is independently owned and operated.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top of the third at Huntington Park. Clippers lead it by a 4-0 score. Cody Bohanek to lead things off. It's 8-9-1 due up for Syracuse. They've got a hit, but no runs. First pitch swinging. Popped up on the infield. Arias making the call and backpedaling now into the shallow portion of left center field. Will make the catch for out number one. One pitch and one away. Well, Kirk McCarty has been very effective and very efficient, and he has been filling up the strike zone. 26 pitches so far. 21 for strikes. And they've been good strikes. Quinn Brody, left-handed batter, looks at a fastball up out of the zone for ball one. Fans, if you are listening to today's game in your automobile, the Ohio Department of Public Safety would like to remind you to buckle your safety belt. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? 1-0 fouled back, a ball and a strike to count. Crisp pace to the ball game. We had that last night. The 1-1. That's in the dirt. That's the point of these pace of play initiatives. Not necessarily to shorten games, but that will probably be a byproduct. We played 3 hours and 20-plus minutes last night. But it felt like a much quicker game than that. Here's the called strike to even things at 2-2. It was exciting. There was offense. The 2-2 pitch fouled on the third base side. Still 2-2. Because the action was nearly constant. There's a pitch being thrown every 14 to 19 seconds. McCarty goes to work, and here's another pop-up. Left side, shallow left field. Arias heading out. Coming on is Palacios. The left fielder makes the call and the catch for out number two. Good communication out there by the Clippers, avoiding any kind of collision. Back to the top of the order for Wyatt Young. And you could tell that some pitchers were not real comfortable with the change. It'll be something they have to get used to. Wyatt Young takes a breaking ball for a strike called over the outside corner. Omaha and Louisville yesterday. The next pitch is hit on the ground, foul on the first base side. Played a game that had a combined 20 walks and 20 strikeouts. And in 2019, that game would have taken 3 hours and 58 minutes, give or take. Yesterday was 3:09. 0-2 pitch off the inside corner. Fastball from McCarty at 93. He's got good life on the heater today. One ball, two strikes to count. Base is empty. Two down. Left-hander back into the motion. And he misses low and away. For a guy like McCarty who likes to work at a brisk pace, it can only help. Here's his 2-2. And that one is low through the wickets of Gavin Collins to the backstop, and it fills the count. First time that McCarty has gone to a three-ball count today. Two starts for him previously this season. Both came against Lehigh Valley. Here's his payoff. Popped up, third base side. A long run into foul territory. Going into the sidewall is Jose Fermin. He gets up with a smile on his face, but without the baseball. So that's just a foul ball. McCarty blanked the Iron Pigs through three innings in his first start. Went four innings on April the 10th. Gave up a run on two hits, but actually threw 10 fewer pitches. 50 pitches through four innings. Next offering here, hit high in the air to left field. Palacios starts back, now comes in a step or two. He'll squeeze it for out number three. Soft contact all around after 2.5 innings at Huntington Park. The Clippers lead Syracuse 4-0.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
Three, four, and five for Columbus as we go to the bottom half of the third inning in game five of the six-game series between the Clippers and Mets. Check IL scores in this frame brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. Will Bentz swings to the first pitch, hits it on the ground to third base. Bohanek gloves it, throws to first. His throw is high and off the bag, and safe is the call. Benson has great speed, got up the line, and Carlos Rincon had to come off the bag toward home. And in the opinion of the home plate umpire, his foot came off the bag before he had the baseball, and he spun around to put the tag on Will Benson and couldn't do it. E5 on the play. Ooh. That's a close thing. The Clippers will take it. Bohanek with, I believe now, his fifth error of the series. And he had plenty of time for that. He actually kind of double-pumped the throw a little bit. That seems to be the problem for him. When he's got time, he's not made good throws. We've seen Bohanek made a couple of really nice plays on balls where he had to get to the end of his range and make a throw on the run. Quickly 2-0 to Gonzalez. The next pitch hit up the middle. Clean single for a base hit. Benson hits second, heading for third. Turns it on. Here comes the throw. Head first dive. He's in. And Gonzalez takes second as the throw gets away from the third baseman. It's a single for Gonzalez. Benson takes third. Then Gonzalez trails him into second base. Two in scoring position for the Clippers. And they look to take advantage here with nobody out and Alex Call at the plate. How fast? Didn't matter when Alex Call came to the plate last time because he hit it over the wall to left field for a two-run home run. 4-0 Clippers. It's a new pitcher on for Syracuse, actually, to begin this inning. Trey Cobb. First pitch is inside for ball one. Next pitch, slider and a dandy for a called strike. Oscar Gonzalez here, just with a good piece of hitting. Hard ground ball up the middle. That's what Will Benson can do And if he can make more solid, consistent contact, Benson can be a weapon. Next pitch. Looping pop-up out to the shortstop. That'll be caught. Everybody has to race back to their stations. So call is out. One down now for Mitch Tolman.
Batting now on second baseman number 24, Mitch Tolman.
Mitchell Tolman, a strikeout victim back in the first inning. Felix Pena went two innings. Four runs all earned, four hits, a walk, and two strikeouts. Infield drawn halfway in. First pitch out of the zone for ball one. Bohanic at third in the baseline. Everybody else a step or two behind him. Here comes the 1-0. Another breaking ball. That one snaps over the outside corner for a called strike. 1-1. Tolman batting 261 for the Clippers. He's got a home run. He's got three doubles, and he has drawn nine base on balls. League leader in that category, a 469 on-base percentage for Tolman, who swings at a breaking ball and fouls it off his toe out toward the pitcher's mound. 1-2. Well, the pace of play enforcement yesterday cut on average 25 minutes off of games in AAA. And that's with the Clippers playing a 3-hour, 29-minute game against the Mets last night. One, two, breaking ball, hit in the air to right center field. Over is Lee. He will make the catch on the run. Benson tags from third, heading home, and also moving up on the play. Gonzalez gets to third base. Sacrifice fly for Mitch Tolman, bringing in a run for the Clippers here in the third. It's a 5-0 lead. Heads up base running for Gonzalez there, getting over to third as well. That'll bring up Gavin Collins. Collins batting here after Mitchell Tolman. Those two, though they're on the first, for the first time in their lives on the same professional team, they've played together a lot. They played T-ball together, and Little League, and Pony. There's a line shot up the middle, caught by the second baseman Blankenhorn. Looked like a base hit off the bat, but Collins is robbed. And the Clippers are gone. But they get a run on a hit and an error and a man left on base. And it's 5-0 Columbus heading to the fourth inning at Huntington Park.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Chase loves soccer.
I'm Chase Greer and I'm 12 years old.
And his dream is to turn pro. That's why Chase and his family make sure he's always having fun and squeezing out his best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, buddy, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
That's my boy!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out their best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
To all the men and women that serve our country.
Overseas as well as here in the U.S.
We'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do for us to keep us safe.
And the sacrifice that you put in for us.
Thank you for all you do for our country. Thank you for serving our country.
Thanks for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brought to you by Columbus Worthington Air. Thank you for keeping us safe at home.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Columbus 5 and Syracuse nothing after three innings. It's a beautiful day, a little bit chilly. But a postcard-looking day, at least, here in the Arena District. Blue skies overhead. The clouds we had earlier have blown out. First pitch to Travis Blankenhorn is a called strike from Kirk McCarty. 0-1 delivery, swung on and fouled away. It's quickly 0-2. McCarty is always a quick worker, and today has been no exception. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball. Ooh, just a whisker off the outside corner, 1-2. The Clippers put three runs on the board in the first inning, scratched across another in the second and the third. Syracuse, meanwhile, has just one base runner. Patrick Mazika had a clean single in the second inning. Next pitch well outside, 2-2. Told you I'd get you those IL scores, and I'm a man of my word. Much earlier today, Rochester at home beat Buffalo. It took 10 innings. And it was a high-scoring affair. Rochester wins it 11-10. 21 runs on 31 hits combined in that ballgame at Frontier Field. Payoff pitch popped up. Out to shallow center field. A couple of defenders out there. Who's it going to be? Finally making the call, the center fielder, Alex Call. Will make the catch for out number one. Arias and Tolman were both heading out, but when the center fielder calls for it, that's his baseball. Bottom of the fifth inning at St. Paul. Another offensive Donnybrook. Indianapolis leading 9-8 against the St. Paul Saints. Both teams 6-3. McCarty goes to work and throws a strike over the outside corner to Carlos Rincon. Worcester at home all over Lehigh Valley, 7-0, bottom of the third inning. Bottom three in Iowa, it's Toledo 2 and the Cubs nothing. McCarty misses in tight, 1-1. Everything else coming up later on tonight. A lot of early starts on this Saturday. 1-1 pitch, hit hard and through, a line drive single for Rincon. He'll stop at first base and chat up Ike Freeman. Here's Daniel Palka, strikeout victim back in the second inning, a three-hit day yesterday. Another lefty-lefty matchup. This Mets team is heavily left-handed in the batting order. It was a called strike. Six of the nine against the lefty starter, McCarty. Swinging a foul ball out of play. Make it 0-2 now to the right fielder, Polka. Four for nine in the series. Came in batting .353 on the year. Good extra base pop. Three doubles, two homers. Seven runs batted in. He awaits the 0-2. Here it comes. And a late swing fouls it down the left field line to stay alive. J.J. Cooper of Baseball America put out an article today talking about the dramatic drop in game times yesterday around AAA baseball. The next interesting thing to keep an eye on is how does the enforcement go as the season goes along? Because as we all remember, when they first put pitch clocks in, enforcement lasted about 2 weeks. And after that, umpires and players all seem to ignore the clock from then on. 1-2 pitch. Oh, that is a good-looking breaking ball. Swung on and missed strike three. I don't think there's any doubt that there are some players who can't stand it, who hate it in any regard. First pitch is high for ball one to Patrick Mazika. But as long as it's the law of the land and as long as it's enforced, they're going to have to figure out a way to make their game fit inside this game. McCarty deals, and it's high. Mazika had a base hit in the second inning. First hit for the Mets today. He takes a strike over the outside corner. 2-1. Runner at first, two down. Carlos Rincon had a Line drive single through the left side. Takes a brief lead off of first base. The 2-1 pitch. Hit high in the air to left center field. Pretty deep. Palacios back at the warning track. Now runs along the warning track out towards center field to make the catch for out number three. Ezekiel gave it a ride, but not long enough. Still no runs for Syracuse. The Clippers have five, and they're coming up in the bottom of the fourth after this.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Your home for Clippers baseball is easy. 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
5-0 Clippers heading to the bottom half of inning number four. It's the bottom two in the order due up for Columbus. Jose Fermin, then Ike Freeman. We'll go back to the top of the order for Richie Palacios. Fermin walked in the second inning. Batting 185 for the Clippers. Had a big first game of the season, two hits, including a home run. It has cooled since. Swings at the first pitch, grounds it to first. Carlos Rincon on a tough in-between hop, fields it cleanly and takes it to the bag himself for out number one. Ike Freeman now. Freeman's had a great series, hit into a double play his first time up. Unlikely here with the bases empty. Cobb has his sign, his second inning of work. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. 91-mile-per-hour fastball, your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun here at Huntington Park. A one pitch got away from him, goes to the backstop. One ball, one strike. Cleveland Guardians back at it tonight against the San Francisco Giants. 6-10 first pitch. Guardians lost the home opener yesterday. Here's a breaking ball that's hit high and deep to left field. Did Freeman do it again? Had a two-run homer game 2 days ago and hits a solo shot here to the lawn seats. The Clippers score again. 6-0 Columbus on the Ike Freeman home run, his third of the year. Freeman is locked in here against the Syracuse Mets. Four for seven, three homers, five RBIs, and four walks drawn in the series. Richie Palacios takes a first pitch called strike as we go back to the top of the order, 0-1. 6-0, Clippers on top. Of course, we saw yesterday a six-run lead, not insurmountable. Palacios cuts and fouls it over toward his own dugout. It's 0-2. Richie with the double in the second inning has his batting average on the year at .310. Time called by the batter just before the pitch. Here it comes. And it's a breaking ball hit in the air to shallow center field. Lee got a late jump, but he's going to get there to make the catch for out number two. Here's Gabriel Arias, a solo home run, his first time up, a strikeout in the second inning. His first look at Trey Cobb. Cobb pitched an inning in two-thirds, his first outing of the year for the Syracuse Mets. Multi-inning performance today as well as he misses low and away for ball one. For Cleveland today, Cal Quantrill will take the hill 1-0 with a 360 earned run average. Next pitch just missed outside, 2-0. Anthony DeSclafani will go for the Giants. Former Louisville bat. In the red system, Arias swings and fouls this one away. Yesterday's Guardians game was a low-scoring affair really throughout. Giants scored their runs on homers. Joey Bart, Brandon Crawford, Jock Peterson all went yard in a 4-1 Giants win over the Guardians. 3-1 pitch is inside for ball four. Stephen Kwan went 0-for-3, dropping his batting average to .455 and his on-base percentage to a paltry .606. What a great start to the year for Stephen Kwan. Here's Will Benson with a runner at first and two down, and the first pitch to him is off the outside corner for ball one. So for Arias, three trips to the plate, three true outcomes, home run, strikeout, and walk. Benson tried to hold up his swing on a breaking ball and just did. The appeal is denied, so it's 2-0 to the Clippers' designated hitter. There's the pitch. And that's low, three balls, no strikes. It seems like it's been feast or famine for the Guardians this year in terms of run scoring. They've got some guys that are off to tremendous starts. Miles Straw hitting .321. Jose Ramirez, .464. Owen Miller batting .522. 3-0 pitch is off the inside corner for ball four. There have been some close ones here recently thrown by Cobb, but he's not getting the call. Back-to-back, two-out walks. Brings up Oscar Gonzalez. And will bring the pitching coach out to have a word. But even with all those good starts to the season for the Guardians, there are other players who are struggling. Framil Reyes hitting .188. Oscar Mercado has hit some home runs, but overall hitting just .179. Austin Hedges still does not have a hit in 2022. And so there have been games where the offense is really rolling, but there have also been a handful, and we're still so early that has been only a handful overall, really, depending on how you look at it, where they just have not scored much at all the first two games of the season. They only scored one run combined against the Royals. And the Guardians lost 4-1 yesterday. They'll try and get back on the horse today. Zach Plesac looked pretty good on the mound. Two runs allowed over 5 1/3. The bullpen also outstanding outside of Anthony Castro, who gave up a two-run home run. That was the only scoring done against the Cleveland pen yesterday. Gonzalez swings and misses at a first-pitch breaking ball, 0-1. Next pitch. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, 0-2. Gonzalez has been hitting from behind almost all season long, but it doesn't really seem to bother him much to have two strikes. 0-2 pitch, that one's in the dirt, gets away. The lead runner, Arias, thought about third base, but then put on the brakes. That's a smart decision. Ball and two strikes to Gonzalez. Carlos Rodon was outstanding for the Giants yesterday. Seven innings against the Guardians, a run on two hits, nine strikeouts. Was pumping in fastballs at 99 miles an hour late in his outing. The 1-2 hit up the middle, and they had him played perfectly. It almost decapitated the pitcher, got past him. Travis Blankenhorn was standing right beside the second base bag, and the ball came right to him. Gonzalez hit it on a line, but it's out number three. The Clippers get another run, though, on an Ike Freeman solo home run as we go to inning number five at the corner of Neal and Nationwide. It's Columbus 6, Syracuse nothing.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
There are so many words to describe Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. The chicken, juicy, succulent, seared. The brioche roll, buttery and toasty. The Parmesan crisps, crunchy, tangy. The secret aioli, creamy and rich. All those words. But when you have a bite, you might just be left speechless. Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. Enjoy $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit panerabread.com/delivery info.
Work boots looking a little worse for wear? Then it's probably time for some new shoes in 22. Kurtz Boots carries all the top brands, like Harriet, Carhartt, Thorogood, Irish Setter, among others. Kurtz Boots is family-owned and prides itself on passing the best pricing available along to you, the customer. Kurtz Boots also carries Western boots, apparel, jeans, sweatshirts, and much, much more. Kurtz Boots is located at 12751 Worthington Road in Pataskala. Or check them out online at kurtzboots.com.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at nationalguard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Top of the Syracuse Mets as we go to the fifth inning. Kirk McCarty back out there, and why not? He's allowed no runs on two hits through four innings, 58 pitches, 40 of those for strikes. His first one here is out of the zone. The next is as well. 2-0 the count. McCarty from the third base side of the rubber has his sign. Into the motion, and a swing and a foul ball will make it a 2-1 count. Khalil Lee at the plate. He was caught looking at strike three. First time up. Two-one pitch at the knees for a called strike. Major League Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Next pitch is in the dirt. 3-2 the count. Cardi into the motion. And his pitch. That's low for ball four. First walk issued by the Clippers left-hander today. Now, as I said, the Guardians play later on. There's plenty of action underway. A's at Jays. 5-5 ball game. Heading to the bottom of the seventh north of the border. Braves and Padres tied one apiece. Ozzie Albies with his fourth home run already for the reigning World Series champion Atlanta Braves in the top of the fourth inning out in San Diego. Tigers and Royals one apiece in Kansas City. Tigers got more injury news. Casey Mize, their top pitching prospect, former number one overall pick, went on the injured list yesterday with elbow soreness. And now today, the Tigers put their big offseason acquisition, Javier Baez, on the injured list. He's been battling with a hand injury. One ball, no strikes to Nick Meyer. Throw goes to first, and the runner is back in time. Meyer fly to right field his first time up. A pretty deep fly ball to the warning track. 6-0 Clippers on top. So the Tigers bitten by the injury bug early in the American League Central. McCarty's next pitch is high, 2-0. The Minnesota Twins also got an injury scare. Byron Buxton, who they signed to a long-term extension, and when healthy, is one of the better outfielders in all of baseball. 2-0 pitch. That's up out of the zone. McCarty has lost the feel here a little bit in the fifth inning. 3-0. Buxton had his knee examined. No structural damage. They've yet to make a decision on whether or not he'll go to the injured list. Here comes the 3-0 pitch, and that looked pretty good. Called just above the zone, though, for ball four. Back-to-back walks issued by McCarty to start this fifth inning. Twins playing at the Red Sox today. Alex Verdugo with a home run for the Redlegs. And it's 2-0 Boston, bottom of the third at Fenway. A final from Citi Field, the parent club of these Syracuse Mets. The New York Mets fall to the Arizona Diamondbacks, 3-2 final score. Sergio Alcantara homered for the Snakes. And Starling Marte, a big offseason signing for the Mets, had his second home run. Carlos Carrasco pitched well for New York. No earned runs allowed, two walks, three hits over five innings. He struck out eight. Carrasco, of course, was so good pitching for the Indians at the time. He's never pitched for the Guardians. For many, many years, he was a fan favorite. Actually pitched first in the organization for the Clippers, was traded from Philadelphia while the Clippers were at Lehigh Valley. He, Lou Marson, Jason Donald, all playing for Lehigh Valley. Just walked across the field from one dugout to the next. Exchange for Cliff Lee. Pitch in the dirt after meeting on the mound. Cody Bohanek at the plate. And it's a 1-0 count. Carrasco put together some outstanding years, of course. Had his health problems. Just a good guy. Kind of guy you root for. Here comes the 1-0. That's off the inside corner. Two balls and no strikes. There's activity for the Clippers in the bullpen. There's a pitch in for a called strike. That's Brett Daniels getting loose down there. Another final, this one from Chicago. And another former Columbus Clipper and Cleveland Indian, Corey Kluber. Pitched very well for Tampa Bay, but in a losing effort also. The White Sox beat the Rays 3-2. Kluber, two runs on only four hits over five innings. Didn't walk anybody, struck out four. But Michael Kopech outdueled him. For the Southsiders, Kopech went five, no runs on one hit, two walks and five Ks. 2-2 pitch is fouled back. We're still going to have to sort through all this stuff for who was an Indian, who was a Guardian. Kluber never wore a Guardians uniform. Did the Guardians play in the World Series in 2016 and come up just shy against the Cubs? 2-2 fouled away again. Reds are out in L.A. Hunter Green will go tonight. Hard-throwing rookie starting pitcher for the Reds. Green won his first start. McCarty delivers down and in, 3-2. He'll be opposed by Julio Urias for the Dodgers. Runners at first and second, nobody out. 3-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled away. 91-mile-per-hour fastball. McCarty was 93 earlier in the game. You know he would love to. You know Andy Tracy would love him to get through five innings and qualify for the win. How about a one-hop ground ball right to the third baseman for me? Maybe we'll try to start a triple play. Well, pop-up on the infield could help. Infield fly is in effect. Clippers defenders fall down. It's not going to matter. The infield fly rule makes it an out anyway. Freeman and Tolman nearly ran into each other. Both fell down, and the ball, fortunately, didn't bonk either one of them. It fell about 6 feet away from the tangle of arms and legs. And here comes Andy Tracy. That's going to do it for the Clippers left-hander. We'll have a pitching change here. We'll tell you about it when we come back on the other side of these words. Two men aboard for Syracuse in the top of the fifth inning, but the Clippers lead them 6-0.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
It feels good having someone on your side. To care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Brett Daniels is on for Columbus. 6 feet tall, 194-pound right-hander. Out of the Tar Heel State, taken from the Houston Astros in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft. Years old, matriculated at the University of North Carolina. Houston drafted him originally in 2018 in the 17th round. First year in the Guardians organization. He comes on with two men aboard. Runners at first and second, one down. And the top of the fifth inning, Quinn Brody, left-handed batter at the plate. First pitch. Fastball for a strike over the outside corner at 91 miles per hour. Sitting started with back-to-back walks to Khalil Lee and Nick Meyer. Daniel sets, deals, and his breaking ball is low. 1-1 count. Until this point, it has been all Clippers today. They scored three runs in the first inning, single tallies in the second, third, and fourth. One pitch. Fastball high and away. Clippers bullpen is not really populated by a lot of high draft picks so far this year. As I said, Daniels was not drafted by the Guardians, but drafted by Houston in round number 17. Good off-speed pitch. Swung on and missed. Of course, the draft has changed pretty dramatically over the past handful of years. Remember in the COVID year, there were only five rounds. And now going forward, I believe it's going to be a 20-round draft. Time called by, I believe, Gavin Collins, the catcher. Everybody's ready. Here comes the 2-2. Fastball high and away. Full count. We'll see what they do with the base runners here. You got the lead runner, Lee, with speed. Meyer, the DH. I don't know that he runs as well. Daniels just 57 games in his pro career prior to this year. Peeks to second. He deals. Swing and a miss. Came with the off speed. And had Lynn Brody way out in front. That's out number two. In those 57 games, Daniels had a 392 earned run average, a little bit better than a strikeout per inning. Wyatt Young, left-handed batter, digs in. 0 for 2 so far. Wind continues to blow out towards center field at Huntington Park today. Fastball strike on the outside corner, 0-1. 6-0 Clippers. It will be a battle of the bullpens from here on out. Next pitch. Soft away. Daniels has his sign. The pitch, that gets away through the wickets and all the way to the backstop, a wild one. And both base runners move up. Two-one count now. Syracuse trying to tally for the first time today. But there are two outs. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. That time Collins able to smother it. Three-one count. The pause. And the pitch. Off the inside corner, ball four. That'll bring up Travis Blankenhorn with the bases loaded. Syracuse has no hits in this inning. Now, they've scored no runs to this point, but one big swing away from changing that. Blankenhorn does have a home run in the series. He is 3-for-15 with a home run, three batted in, and three runs scored. Overshift on against the left-handed batter. Vermeen staying on the third base side over near the bag. First pitch, boy, he went hard after that slider, but he was looking fastball, and he was out in front for a swing and miss. A 1 count. Daniels trying to work his way through this fifth inning. He deals. And a pop foul out of play. .405 start on a Saturday. I can't recall too many others in the history of Huntington Park. It's a busy sports day here in the capital city. Here comes the 0-2. Off speed downstairs, one ball, two strikes. Ohio State had the spring game over at Ohio Stadium. That went off at noon. Clippers playing at 4. And just down the street at lower.com, Columbus Crew will play this evening. Blue Jackets play at, I believe, 10:30 tonight. They're out on their California road trip. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. A lot of potential there for Syracuse, but they can't cash it in. And so as we are halfway through regulation innings, the Clippers still lead this contest 6-0.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's. Clippers coming up here in the bottom half of inning number five. They lead it by a 6-0 score. Alex Call, two-run home run in the first inning. He's 1-for-2. Hit it hard his second time up as well. A line drive caught by the shortstop. Here he swings at the first pitch and fouls it back onto the roof. 0-1. 6 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Clippers. No runs, 2 hits, 1 error for Syracuse. The Mets have stranded 5. The Clippers have left 4 on base. Columbus trying to go up 5-0 in this series. Next pitch, a check swing and a foul ball. 0-2. Call batting 227, but his hits have been impactful. 4 RBIs. He's also drawn 5 walks. Long look in from the right-hander. And Cobb goes to work. Here's a swing and a high fly ball to medium deep left field. Playable for Brody. He's underneath. He'll make the catch. Call out on his front foot. Really couldn't get much power behind that one. He's out. One away for Mitch Tolman. Trey Cobb came on in the third inning, gave up an unearned run in the third, and then a well-earned run when Ike Freeman hit a solo home run in the fourth inning. He's out for his third inning of work and no activity in the bullpen. The pitch hit foul on the first base side. 0-1 to Tolman. Clippers have scored a lot of runs this year, third most in the International League, despite having a batting average in the bottom half. Clippers hitting .237 as a team over the first 10 games. That is 12th in the IL. 1-1 pitch coming. Swung on and missed. Good breaking ball. 1-2. Are fourth in home runs, so that certainly helps providing instant offense. But they've also drawn walks and they've brought a lot of those guys home, so that certainly helps. The strikeouts are down for the Clippers from where they've been in years past. 2-2 pitch fouled back to the screen, and that's an area for the Clippers over the past handful of seasons. Just tremendous strikeout numbers. And I don't mean tremendous in a good way. I mean just a tremendous amount. But the Clippers have come into play today striking out 77 times. That is the second fewest in the International League behind only Lehigh Valley. Check swing on a 2-2. He didn't go. It's a full count. So when you put the ball in play, as the Clippers have done, with runners on base, you can move those guys up. You can bring them in from third. Payoff, check swing again, pitches outside again, appeal denied again. So that's ball four, and Tolman is aboard. There's Gavin Collins. So I'm saying when Collins was at the plate last time up, Tolman trots up the first baseline. He is aboard. He and Gavin Collins spent a lot of time hitting in the same batting order when they were kids. They played T-ball together and were teammates every level up through amateur ball. This is the first time, though, they get to put on the same uniform as professionals here with the Clippers. A one pitch. Swung on and missed 0-2. I don't think we have had a pair of Clippers who were teammates from that young. A couple of guys played college ball together. 0-2. Slow ground ball, passed them out towards second. Blankenhorn has it. His only play is to first. He'll make it over there to retire Collins, 4-3. Tolman moves into scoring position, and that'll bring up Jose Fermin. Fermin has drawn a walk today, officially 0-for-1, as he stands into the right-handed batter's box. Cobb has his sign, delivers, and throws it on the inside corner for a called strike. Fermin, in just a handful of games for the Clippers last year, performed very well at the plate. Got a good first couple of games this season as well, but has cooled off. Another breaking ball, another strike on the inside corner, 0-2. Two down, a runner at second. Clippers have not gone scoreless in an inning yet today. Cobb trying to make this the first. Peeks to second, throws, and gets a swing and a foul ball back. 6-0 Columbus. Shadows just now reaching inside the field of play, inside the first baseline. Next pitch went with the breaker again, this time low and away, and Fermin able to lay off. Ike Freeman in the on-deck circle. He's been a hot bat for the Clippers in this series. Cobb's pitch. Over, but just low. 2-2. Clippers fans, get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide. A local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage, meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Now the 2-2. Check swing. Did he go? No. Outside for ball four. That was a 3-2 count. And so Fermin is aboard. Two walks in the inning. Runners at first and second. He came very close on that check swing.
Number 27, Ike Freeman.
Yep. Now Freeman's got another crack at it. Hit into a double play in the second inning. Had his third home run of the series in the fifth. Easter weekend here. Freeman has not quite had the Memorial Day weekend that Eric Stamets had back in, what was it, 2015 against the Norfolk Tides. But it has been quite a series for him. Time is called now, and the home plate umpire is out talking with the Syracuse battery in front of the mound. Now the umpires are getting together for something, and I'm not quite sure what. The only thing I can think is I had the count at 2-2 when the pitch came in and it was ruled ball four. The umpires got together, talked about something. but nothing is going to change. So whatever it was that Mazika and Cobb asked about had no effect on the ballgame whatsoever. Maybe they were asking if they really did have to pitch to Ike Freeman, or if they could just go back to the dugout. First pitch, fastball, over but low for ball one. Freeman walked four times yesterday, and the other trip to the plate, he had a base hit. He had a pair of two-run home runs 2 days ago. Taking advantage of his opportunities for sure. Next pitch, slider away, 2-0. Well, the March of the Faithful has begun down Nationwide Boulevard. The black and yellow clad fans heading toward Lower.com Field or Stadium. Here's the 2-0. It's low and inside. Three balls and no strikes. It's a right-hander warming up for Syracuse. I think that's R.J. Alvarez. Cobb ready, throws his 3-0 pitch, and it's low for ball four. Four-pitch walk has him loaded up. Yet another walk for Ike Freeman, the ninth he has drawn this year. So the top of the inning saw three walks, no runs. The bottom of the inning has seen three walks, and it's going to see a pitching change here as well. Kevin Bowles out of the dugout will take the baseball from Cobb. Lengthy relief outing, but it has come to a close. He'll leave with the bases loaded, two outs, and give the ball off to R.J. Alvarez. We'll come back after this from Huntington Park. The Clippers on top by a 6-0 score.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donato's. Every piece is important.
R.J. Alvarez on to pitch, and he will face Richie Palacios with the bases loaded. If you're listening earlier in the broadcast, you know that Richie Palacios is the only active Clipper who has a bases loaded hit this year. In fact, last night he had a pair of them. Two-run singles with the bases loaded for Palacios yesterday. Helped the Clippers erase a 6-0 lead, and then a 6-0 deficit, and then a 12-9 deficit. The Clippers rallied to win 15-12. Alvarez has his sign. He deals and misses outside with a fastball, 1-0. 6'1", 230-pound right-hander out of West Palm Beach, Florida. Next pitch. Hit high in the air down the left field line, but foul and out of play. Alvarez has made one other appearance in the series, and it did not go well. Gave up a hit, walked three batters, struck out one, gave up two runs in two-thirds of an inning. 1-1 count. The The righty is ready. And time is called by the home plate umpire for a pitch clock violation. 2-1, rather. Big jump over there at third base. Now a step off by the pitcher, so that's a disengagement. Mitch Tolman, with nobody anywhere near the third base bag, went racing toward home. Alvarez took notice and stepped off. He's ready. He deals. And misses badly outside. 3-1. And if you're Tolman, why not? You can get as far away from the base as the nearest defender. Here comes the 3-1 pitch, and it's low for ball four. That'll force in a run. Alvarez looks a little nonplussed out there, and this is where the pitch clock is going to have an adverse effect on some people. It can affect your focus. It can affect your rhythm. When you get hit with a violation in a situation like this, Alvarez coming into a game in a heavy pressure situation. And a pitch clock is the last thing he wants to think about. Here's, Gabriel Arias. First pitch, swing and hits it to left field. Did he get it high enough? It is off the very top of the wall. One run is in, another. Palacios waved around. Here's the relay, the play at the plate. He is safe. Three-run double for Gabriel Arias. And the Clippers make it a four-run inning here in the fifth. Arias with a head-first slide just snuck the hand in. And boy, the Syracuse Mets are frustrated out there on the field right now. Patrick Mazika talking things over with the home plate umpire on the close play. Great swing by Arias. It hit the out-of-town scoreboard and came careening back into left field. Now they're going to appeal at third base, thinking that maybe Palacios had not hit the bag, but that appeal will be denied. And now some sort of object is... Well, it's not a baseball, so it'll be play on. There is a white object in shallow right center field as Will Benson digs into the left-handed batter's box. Benson has reached base three times today but doesn't have a hit. He's been hit by a pitch, he's reached on an error, and he has walked, and he takes a strike on the outside corner. 10-0, Clippers on top here in the fifth inning. Like yesterday, the Clippers with more runs than hits. They have taken advantage of free base runners. Benson cuts over top a breaking ball. And it's 0-2. Benson scored after being hit by a pitch and after reaching on the error in the third inning. Four runners in this frame. In fact, all four that have scored reached on a walk. Here's the 0-2. And it's a call. Third strike over the outside corner. Benson put away, but not before the Clippers get four runs, one hit. They leave a man aboard and lead it 10-0 as we go to the sixth inning.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Auto Palace Columbus.com. Enjoy all-you-can-eat perch or rigatoni with marinara every Wednesday and Friday of Lent at the TAT. Order an all-you-can-eat meal, then purchase your favorite bottle of wine for half off at James and Livingston, the TAT.
Clippers on top by a 10-0 score here at Huntington Park through five innings. Great day for baseball. And though the temperatures are still pretty chilly, it is time to get outside. And Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Brett Daniels back out on the bump for Columbus. Works and misses inside for ball one. I actually laid the Scotts triple action on the grass today after the rains came through. 1-0 pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 1-1. You got to time it right. You need a full day of dry conditions after you lay it down, but you want the grass wet when you put it on so it sticks to all those emerging weeds. 1-1. Go, boy, way out in front that time. Carlos Rincon at the off-speed pitch took an empty rip. And it's one ball and two strikes. Those dandelions just starting to rear their ugly yellow heads. Got to get ahead of the game. 1-2. Breaking ball. Hit out toward first base. And, boy, what kind of English. Steve Mizorak couldn't have put more on it than that. It hit in front of Ike Freeman and kicked hard to the left and bounced out into right field. It's one of those on a breaking ball, awkward kind of swing for Rincon that you knew the ball was going to have some funky spin on it. And it looked like a trick shot. So Rincon with his second base hit of the ball game. He's at first. Daniel Palka to the plate. The pitch. Too far outside for ball one. We'll check this date in Clippers history, brought to you by Donato's. Called strikes, evens things at 1-1. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. What happened this date in Clippers history? I'll go back to 2011. That was a good year for the Columbus Clippers. Here's the 1-1. Slow roller, third base side. It's Daniels or nobody. He's got it. Throws to first in time for the out. Pull shift was on for me, not in a spot to make the play, so Brett Daniels came off the mound and did it himself. Good defensive play. Rincon moves on to second base on the 1-3 put away. April 16th, 2011, after falling behind 3-0 against Toledo, the Clippers rallied for a 10-4 win with Ezekiel Carrera, Jason Kipnis, and Jared Head all recording three-hit games. On the mound, Zach McAllister picked up his second win in as many starts. He'd go on to win his seven first decisions, finishing the year as the first 12-game winner for Columbus since 2001 when Brandon Knight did it. We've got some sort of argument going on here at home, and I'm not sure what it's about. Daniel Palka is not happy. My guess is he's got to have been thrown out of this game. I'm not sure exactly what Palka's argument is. Nothing that I saw live. Kevin Bowles finally gives up the argument. Hey, listen, I was talking about it in the last half inning. These Syracuse Mets are a frustrated bunch right now. It's been a miserable start to the season for them. Some calls haven't gone their way. Some bounces haven't gone their way. This seems like a team on the verge of the boiling point. Patrick Mazika digs into the left-handed batter's box. There's a step off by Daniels. The runner at second base, Rincon, had about a 40-foot lead. because no defender was paying him any attention. Now finally a pitch and a pop-up. Long run for anybody who's going to get there. It'll be the left fielder. Richie Palacios gets underneath to make the catch. That's in that kind of no man's land area, especially when you have the overshift on. Arias, the shortstop, was set up to the right of the second base bag as we look out across the field. So he was not able to get out there. Ball carried far enough and hung up long enough for Palacios to get underneath and make the catch without incident. So Mazika put away. And with two outs, it's Khalil Lee to the plate. Daniels deals. Fastball a little bit high for ball one. I don't know if we have any replays to figure out what exactly was going on there with Daniel Palka. One ball, no strikes to count. The pitch. That's low. Lee walked in the fifth inning to lead it off. Went to second on a walk. Went to third on a walk. But was stranded there. 10-0, Clippers on top. Daniels deals. And it's hit in the air to center field. That's hit pretty well. Long run over there. Alex Call's not going to get there. It'll one-hop the wall, roll all the way to the fence, and that'll produce a run. It's a double for Khalil Lee, and Syracuse is on the board. Brings up Nick Meyer with two down and a runner at second base. Of course, the Clippers in that 2011 season we were talking about, this date in Clippers history. A lot of strong performances resulting in a Governor's Cup and a AAA National Championship. They downed the Omaha Storm Chasers to win their second consecutive AAA National Championship. The one-game winner-take-all AAA bonanza that took place in Albuquerque. First pitch, Meyer swings and misses strike one. I still have not gotten any official word about what, if any, postseason there will be in AAA baseball this year. Another swing and a miss, 0-2. AAA season extended to 150 games. The lower levels of the minors still playing 140. Daniels deals the 0-2. Low and away, one ball, two strikes. What we do know is it won't look like it has in the past in terms of playoffs in AAA baseball. Last year, of course, there were none. There was that tack on 10 games at the end of the year. Hard hit ball to left field. Palacios over, makes the catch on the sinking line drive for out number three. Good defensive play by Palacios to keep it. Just a one-run inning for Syracuse. They get a run on a hit. They leave a man aboard. It's the Clippers coming up in the bottom of the sixth, leading 10-1.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Oscar Gonzalez to lead things off for Columbus in the bottom half of the sixth inning. 10-1, home team on top. Clippers have won all four games so far in the series, trying to make it five in a row here and seven in a row overall. Gonzalez takes downstairs for ball one. One of the few fastballs he has seen today, but it was nowhere near the zone. New right fielder for Syracuse, Carlos Cortez. Daniel Polka gets the rest of the day off. Swing and a miss here at a slider, 1-1. Alvarez delivers a breaking ball, fought off. High fly ball, foul down the right field line. Will get up into the net. Down the right field line, the Clippers have activity in their bullpen. A left-hander getting loose. That is Eli Lingos. Gonzalez swings and pops one up third base side this time, and it will get out of play as well. Alvarez came on with two outs and the bases loaded in the fifth inning, walked the first man he faced, Richie Palacios, then gave up a three-run double to Gabriel Arias. A six-run Clippers lead became a 10-run lead. Syracuse whittled into it in the top of this inning with a run for the first time today. Here comes the 1-2. Slow roller on the first base side. And will anybody get the first? Nope. Gonzalez does. He's safe. Hustling up the line, Rincon came off the bag to field it. Alvarez went over to where the baseball was rather than to the bag. Just a slow roller. That would have been a tough play anyway. I think Gonzalez beats it out even if they play it perfectly. Good hustle from Oscar there. His second hit of the game brings up Alex Call, looking for his second hit. The first was a biggie. Two-run home run in the first inning. Fastball misses outside. One ball, no strikes. Alvarez seemed to force that one a bit. Call batting 217 on the year. The home run was his second of the season. RBIs 3 and 4. Next pitch also low and away. Next offering, a fastball comes in at 95. This one's a strike, and Call takes a rip at it and fouls it straight back, 2-1. That's your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun here at Huntington Park. Two-one offering. Here's a strike called over the outside corner. Steady diet of heat here from Alvarez to Alex Call. Now with two strikes, we'll see if they change that up. Gonzalez with a modest lead at first. Breaking ball inside, hit him. Call took that one. Hard to tell from behind home plate, but looked like elbow-ish. He wears a small brace on his front arm. Hit by pitch will put him at first and second for Mitch Tolman. No activity in the Syracuse bullpen. Alvarez goes to work and misses inside. A left-handed batting second baseman, Tolman. One ball, no strikes. Mitch has a strikeout in the first, a sack fly in the third, and a walk and a run scored in the four-run Clipper fifth. Alvarez ready at the belt. Delivers. Slider didn't miss by much, but it's a 2-0 count. It has been a relatively small strike zone today for Tyler Olson. That's right there for a called strike, 2-1. 10-1 Clippers lead. Tolman waits. Here it comes. And he takes another called strike. A fastball at 95, 2-2. Wrap up this series tomorrow with a 105 first pitch. And Monday, an off day, as most are. 2-2 pitch. Off the outside part of the plate, full count. The Clippers will play on a couple of Mondays this year at home against Toledo on May 30th and on the 4th of July against Nashville. Other than that, all Mondays are off days. Here comes the payoff. Hit on the ground right side. That's going to get through for a base knock. Gonzalez to third. He'll stay put there. The bases are loaded for Gavin Collins. Tolman put it just out of the reach of his counterpart at second base, Travis Blankenhorn. Single hit batsman, single for the Clippers here in the sixth. Collins had a base hit back in the second inning. Came around to score on a Richie Palacios double. Since then, he has lined sharply to the second baseman and grounded to second. Righty-righty matchup. Alvarez checks the runner at third, goes to work. And a check swing to pitch high for ball one. Collins with his 1-for-3 today, batting .313 on the young season. Next offering, swung on and missed, make it 1-1. The Clippers will see a division rival for the first time in the next series as they head to the Circle City to take on the Indianapolis Indians. Six-game tilt, 6:35 first pitch on Monday. A lot of strange game times in that one. 1-1. Breaking ball. Look good. Called inside. Two balls and a strike. 6:35 on Monday. Then 1:35 Tuesday. 12:05 Thursday. 7:05 on Friday. 6:35 Saturday. 1:35 Sunday. So no consistency whatsoever. 2-1 offering. Swung on and missed. 2-2. The wind right now is blowing as hard as it has all day long, straight out towards center field. The flags are dancing out there. Bases full of Clippers, nobody out. Two balls, two strikes. Alvarez kicks and deals. And a foul ball straight back to the screen. We'll keep it at 2-2. Alvarez at 29 pitches now and still, well, finally, we're going to get a relief pitcher trotting down to the bullpen. Eric Orsi will get loose for Syracuse. Once more, the 2-2. Breaking ball up and in. Almost hit Collins. He had to dive back out of the way. It's a full count. Take their leads. Clippers at all stations. Here comes the payoff. Popped up on the infield. Infield fly rule is in effect. Catch is made by the third baseman, Bo Hanick, and Collins is put away. There's Jose Fermin now. He is hitless on the day, but has reached twice on walks. Clippers close out the month of April with a homestand here against the Louisville Bats. So we are seeing the old IL West division rivals here in the latter half of the month. Breaking ball misses inside to Fermin, 1-0. We will not, however, see the Toledo Mudhens until May 30th. And that has to be the latest into the season the Clippers have ever seen the Mudhens for the first time. Fermin swings and fouls a pitch back, 1-1. Usually Columbus and Toledo, historically, play well over 20 times per season. This year they play Toledo fewer than any other division rival. Fermin swings and comes up empty at the 1-1, make it 1-2. The Clippers go to Toledo twice this year, but they are short seat. Well, the first is the All-Star break, so they only play three games. And they were originally scheduled to play three games to close out the season before Major League Baseball dictated that AAA would play 150 games. They tacked on some more in Toledo. Fermin rips one foul down the left field line, still 1-2. Pitch swung on and missed, strike three. Two down now. Alvarez with an opportunity to escape this without any damage. Retiring Ike Freeman, however, has been a problem for Syracuse in this series. He's come up three times today and reached twice, hit into a double play in the second. Solo home run in the fourth, and a walk and a run scored in the fifth inning. Swings to the first pitch, pops it foul out of play. Got a fastball to his liking, but not able to square it up. Clippers got a bases loaded double from Gabriel Arias in the fifth inning. Shadows creeping out, about halfway between the mound and home now. Pitches outside, 1-1. The pitch. Pop foul out of play once more. One ball, two strikes to the Clippers first baseman. Andy Tracy riding the hot hand here, keeping Freeman in there. This is his first start at first base. He's made three other starts at second. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking ball low and away, 2-2. Freeman is obviously seeing the baseball very well right now. Bases loaded, two outs. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Fastball, he got a piece to stay alive, fouled it away. It would appear that Orsi is ready down in the bullpen. Probably the last batter for Alvarez here. He sets and throws the 2-2 pitch. And it's fouled away once more. Good battle here going on. Alvarez now up to 42 pitches. This game was started way back when for Syracuse by Felix Peño. Gave up four runs on four hits in two innings. Again, the 2-2. Inside came with a changeup. And that'll fill the count and start the base runners. Gonzalez at third, Call at second, Tolman at first. There they go. Here comes the pitch. It is swung on and missed. Strike three. Went up the ladder a little bit against Freeman. He couldn't find it. Clippers load the bases, but for the first time today, they fail to score. They lead it 10-1 as we go to the seventh.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
It's child's play to donate your car, truck, RV, or boat to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio. They'll pick it up free of charge, steer you through the paperwork, and a hefty tax deduction rolls your way, as you help provide a home away from home for families of seriously ill hospitalized children. For more information about donating your vehicle to Ronald McDonald House Charities, visit rmhc-centralohio.org or call 614-CARS-HELP. That's 614-CARS-HELP.
Do-it-yourselfers, Evans Carpet Junkyard prices just got even better. You heard me right. Evans Carpet Junkyard prices just got better on carpet, flooring, remnants, discontinued patterns, end rolls, and short rolls. Cash and carry only. Send your contractor or installer. Borrow the neighbor kid's wagon. However you do it, send someone to pick from 30,000 square feet of savings. Stop in 665 North Hague Avenue for Evans Carpet Junkyard.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Pitch and change for Columbus. Eli Lingos, the left-hander, is on with 8-9 and 1 due up for Syracuse in the top of the seventh inning. Clippers lead him 10-1. Lingos making his third appearance of the season. No wins, no losses. He has allowed no runs, no hits over 2 1/3 innings. He's walked a man, struck out two. Cody Bohanic stands in, looks at a first pitch down for ball one. Lingos was down in the bullpen for a long time while the Clippers were batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. They didn't score any runs. They got deeper into the Syracuse pen. Next pitch is out of the zone, 2-0. Lingos out of Temecula, California. 22nd round pick of the Guardians back in 2018. Next pitch, that's in for a called strike. Lingos gets deception with his drastic wind with his torso in the delivery. Turns his back to the plate. And then uncorks and gets a swing and a miss here, 2-2. Here's in over the glove, has his sign. Now into the motion. And an off-speed pitch called a third strike. Dropped by the catcher, but Collins pops up, fires to first. And Bohanic is out. Changeup crossed up Collins there or what happened, but didn't catch it cleanly. Quinn Brody now to the plate. Brody 0 for 2 today, hitless in the series, 0 for 13. First pitch to him is a called strike. Brody batting 043 on the season. One hit in 25 at-bats, swings and drives one to left center here. It's going to be run down by Alex Call, and his woes continue. We'll go back to the top of the order for Wyatt Young. 10-1 Columbus. No, AAA scores presented by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Called strike to Young makes it 0-1. They're underway in Gwinnett, just underway. No score. Bottom of the first inning between Nashville and the Stripers. The ball flared into left field. That'll fall in for a base hit for Wyatt Young. He's aboard with two down. Bottom of the eighth inning at Principal Park. Toledo leading the Iowa Cubs by a 2-1 score. Mudd hands off to just a 3-7 start. Iowa at 5-5. Top of the eighth inning at Worcester. The WooSox started the game offensively with runs, and they've kept it going. 11-1, they lead Lehigh Valley. Bottom eight at St. Paul. Boy, seems more like a football game. St. Paul leading 16-13. Bottom of the eighth inning in the land of 10,000 lakes against Indianapolis. Two outs, a runner at first. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Earlier today, Rochester beat Buffalo 11-10. So the Clippers with 10 runs most days. That'll put you atop the leaderboard for team scoring runs, but not today. Swing and a miss here, and it's 0-2. When it's all said and done, that might not get you into the top five on this April the 16th. Lingos delivers outside, one ball, two strikes to Travis Blankenhorn. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him for strike three. Pair of strikeouts for Lingos. He gives up a hit, but no runs. It is stretch time at Huntington Park. The Clippers with a good end of a 10-1 score.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, they're dancing here at Huntington Park on a Saturday evening. First Saturday of the home schedule for the Columbus Clippers. They are up 10-1 against the visitors from Syracuse, New York. The order due up. Richie Palacios comes to the plate for the fifth time today. He's got a double. He's got a bases loaded walk. Officially 1-for-3 with two runs batted in. Palacios batting an even 300 on the season. Checks his swing at a first pitch. It's a called strike anyway. 0-1 count. Palacios playing left field, where he's been most of the season, takes another called strike. came up as mostly an infielder, but the plan for him this year is to play the lion's share of his time defensively in the outfield. Next pitch, he swings and misses and throws the bat out to first base for strike three. Orsi is on to pitch for Syracuse. He was in the bullpen. Alvarez navigated his way through a rough sixth inning that saw the Clippers load the bases but not score any runs. First pitch, fastball to Gabriel Arias. He swung on and fouled away. Arias has had a big day. Drawn a walk, he struck out. But in his first and last trips to the plate, he had extra base hits. A solo homer in the first, a three-run bases-clearing double in the fifth. 0-1 pitch. Swings and fouls it into his own dugout. Good knockdown. Jason Esposito, the hitting coach, showing the mitts down there. The ball was coming in hot, and he was able to get a hand on it. Next offering, off-speed, swung on and missed. Arias was out in front. Back-to-back Ks for Eric Orsi. Orsi, 6'4", 195-pounder out of Elk Grove, Illinois. Split his season into thirds in 2021. Brooklyn, Binghamton, Syracuse. Close to an even split in number of innings. Will Benson swings the first pitch. Comes up empty. It's 0-1. Well, if you're Syracuse, boy, could you use a 1-2-3 inning here. 0-1. Fastball misses high. The Clippers have sent no fewer than five men to the plate in any inning today. The sixth is the first time they were held scoreless, but six men came up. Next pitch, off speed, in for a called strike. It's 1-2. Now, the Syracuse Mets have just seemed, at times today, very frustrated. You can see it in the body language. Next pitch is outside. And, you know, some of that probably is coming from the fact that they have not had a clean, quiet inning defensively. They haven't had much going on the offensive side of things. And that can just wear on you, especially when the season has started as poorly as it has for them overall. When you look at a team hitting just 191 coming into play today, they're 1-8. Payoff pitch, and it's a called third strike on a generous outside corner. Well, Will Benson doesn't like it, and based upon where the strike zone has been today, he's got a case. But Eric Orsi strikes out the side in order and sends us to the eighth inning. The Clippers, though, still on top, 10-1.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Clippers dip into the bullpen once more. It is Ian Jabeau on to pitch, the right-hander from Houston, Texas, 28 years of age. He's pitched for three different organizations in the major leagues, Tampa Bay, Texas, and Minnesota. In his minor league career, owns a 317 earned run average coming into 2022. And so far for the Clippers, two appearances, a 1-0 record with a 450 earned run average. Two innings, a run on three hits, a walk, and no strikeouts. First pitch fouled away. The next is a called strike of the outside corner to Carlos Rincon. Quickly 0-2. Rincon will be followed by Carlos Cortez and then Khalil Lee. 0-2 pitch from Jabeau. Got him swinging. Put a fastball right by Rincon. Cortez gets his first at-bat of the ball game. Daniel Polka, I believe, was ejected after grounding to the pitcher in the sixth inning. First pitch, off speed downstairs. One ball, no strikes. 10-1, Clippers on top. 10 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Columbus. 1 run, 3 hits, and an error for Syracuse. Jabeau back to work and nibbles the bottom of the zone for a called strike, 1-1. Next pitch, rolled past the mound, out towards second base, right behind it. Arias Fields throws, it's low, and gets by Freeman for an E6. First Clippers error of the ball game. Brings up Patrick Mazika, the backstop. He is 1-for-3 with a single. Cleveland Guardians underway up at Progressive Field, and they grab a 1-0 lead. Miles Straw hustled into a triple. Originally was called out, but upon review, he was ruled safe at third base, and then Jose Ramirez brought him home with a sac fly. So 1-0 Guardians in the top of the second inning, trying to even their series against the San Francisco Giants. Next pitch, called strike on the inside corner, evens things against Mazika at 1-1. Breeze blowing out just to the left of straightaway center field at Huntington Park. Overshift to the right side of the infield, a ground ball hit that way but pulled foul. 1-2. Josh Naylor back in there again today for the Guardians. He being added to the Major League roster really didn't have any effect for the Columbus Clippers. Originally, Connor Pilkington was optioned to Columbus, but he turned right back around and returned to Cleveland because Yu Chang was put on the injured list. One ball, two strikes. Jabeau has his sign. He deals. Shot foul the other way. Now the Guardians and the rest of Major League Baseball are operating with mildly expanded rosters right now. There are 28 spots available for big league clubs through April due to the shortened spring training. Ground ball slowly hit. Arias has it. He'll go to second for one. The relay to first is not going to be in time. That was a slow developing ground ball. Not much chance for a twin kill, but Arias did the right thing and got the lead runner. Mazika is at first with two down for Khalil Lee. That is a 6-5 fielder's choice at second base. Half a dozen years ago, that was an unheard of thing, but it's pretty commonplace now. First pitch, strike on the outside corner. No limit on the number of pitchers right now, but once the calendar flips to May, big league clubs will go back to 26-man rosters and no more than 13 pitchers. 0-1 from Jabeau. Off speed away, 1-1. So the Guardians obviously will have decisions to make, as will every other major league team, as to who they want to send down to the minor leagues when the rosters shrink. 1-1 pitch. Hit on the ground, first base side. What a diving stop by Ike Freeman. He's going to race to the bag himself and get there for out number three. Out racing lead to the first base pillow. No runs, no hits. One Clippers error and one man left aboard. We will go to the bottom of the eighth inning at Huntington Park. The Clippers leading it 10-1.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Bottom eight at Huntington Park. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the home team. The Clippers already leading this game by 9. Columbus 7-3 on the season. They started 1-3 and have rattled off 6 consecutive victories, trying to make it 7 today, and they look like they're in pretty good stead in that regard. Oscar Gonzalez to lead things off. Couple of hits today, both singles. He hit a bullet line drive that was caught at second base in the fourth inning. Swings to the first pitch and comes up empty for strike one. Eric Orsi struck out the side in order for Syracuse in the seventh. Easily the best inning thrown by any Syracuse hurler so far in this series. Back to it. It's a foul ball. It's 0-2. Orsi deals and gets a swing and a miss and a breaking ball. Strike three. Four Clippers up against him and four right back to the dugout. Here's Alex Call, 1-for-3. He's been hit by a pitch and he drilled a two-run home run in the first inning. And that is our Phoenix Bats big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. First pitch swing, and he pops it up back behind home plate and on the roof. Call batting 217 on the season. Next pitch, just off the outside corner. He delivers downstairs. Two balls and a strike. It's worked at a pretty brisk pace. On the third base side of the rubber, he deals. This one's fouled off the facing of the visitor's dugout. Scattered somebody down there. Bounced right out to Andy Tracy, who made a kick save. play keeps rolling on. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch swung on and missed. How about this? Five batters faced for Eric Orsi and five strikeouts. Bring up Mitch Tolman. Try and break that string. Tolman stands in with a hit, a walk, and a sacrifice fly today. First pitch to him is a fastball at 95 for a strike over the outer half, 0-1. Robert Broom getting loose in the Clippers' bullpen. A one pitch. Swung on and missed. Change of speed there. Had Tolman way out in front, and it's 0-2. Or is he trying to put an emphatic exclamation point on the end of an already outstanding outing? Throws an off-speed pitch and misses low. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Ooh, off-speed, just out of the zone. Or as he thought he had strike three, he was hopping toward the dugout. He'll have to make at least one more pitch. Tolman ready. Here it comes. Swung on and missed strike three. Stayed away from the fastball. And Eric Orsi just had himself a day. The Clippers have been hitting everything in this series, but not over the last two innings. He faces six. He K's them all. And we go to the ninth. Last chance for Syracuse. Clippers lead him 10-1.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
There are so many words to describe Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. The chicken, juicy, succulent, seared. The brioche roll, buttery and toasty. The Parmesan crisps, crunchy, tangy. The secret aioli, creamy and rich. All those words. But when you have a bite, you might just be left speechless. Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. Enjoy $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/delivery info.
10TV is leading the way as Central Ohio's most watched news station.
And in this exclusive interview,
10TV first broke this news.
Day or night, we're there when big news breaks.
We just got our hands on this indictment.
Bringing you exclusive stories.
Tonight, we went undercover.
Anything you want to say about the charges?
Getting answers for you.
What would you guys say to past patients who are sickened by that?
How are we trying to get people back into the job force?
10TV, your most watched news station. Central Ohio's news leader.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
...10-1 Columbus in the lead. Top of the ninth, Robert Broom on to pitch as the bottom third of the order due up for the Syracuse Mets. Nick Meyer, Cody Bohanek, and Quinn Brody. They are a combined 0 for 8 today with one walk. Clippers scored three runs in the first, never looked back. The lone score for the Mets came in the sixth inning with a single and a double. First pitch in for a called strike to Nick Meyer. Meyer, a catcher, operating as the designated hitter today. The Mets have three catchers on the roster. Just swinging a high fly ball to right. It's got some carry to it. Gonzalez over toward the line will make the catch. Officially a fair ball as he crosses into foul territory and out of our line of sight. Good running catch by the Clippers right fielder. One away. Broom made his AAA debut last year for the Clippers. Sidewinding right-hander out of Rising Fawn, Georgia. This pitch is swung on, fouled off the foot of the batter, Cody Bohanek. 0-1. Broome has his sign, goes to work, and throws over but just low. 1-1 count. And the Clippers are guaranteed a series victory and a season series victory against Syracuse. 1-1 offering, breaking ball hit high in the air and deep to left field. Palacios racing back toward the warning track, and he makes a snow cone catch as he runs into the wall for out number two. Great running catch for Richie Palacios. Looking into the setting sun, the ball went in and out of his glove, and then he corralled it again before it came back down to earth. Two away for Quinn Brody. Left-handed batter against Broome swings and misses strike one. This makes five out of the last 6 years the Clippers have won the series against Syracuse. The one they didn't win, they split in 2019. 0-1. Outside, 1-1. Broome into the motion. Breaking ball fouled away. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Oh, boy, that's a beauty of a frisbee right back into the strike zone for out number three. And that's your ball game. Clippers fans, you can ring your bells. The Clippers have won seven in a row, beating Syracuse today at Huntington Park. Final score of 10-1. The postgame show coming up after this.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here at Huntington Park, the Clippers win it 10-1 against Syracuse. We will have the postgame show coming your way to wrap it up after these words.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Back here at Huntington Park, welcome to the Spectrum postgame show. The Clippers, a 10-1 win, have now won seven in a row, and they'll go for the sweep tomorrow afternoon here at Huntington Park. It'll be a 105 first pitch. They'll try and make it eight straight, six of those against these Syracuse Mets. Here's how it happened today at Huntington Park. The offense got going early. Gabriel Arias had a home run in the first inning, a solo shot. Then after a hit, batsman Alex Cole would put the Clippers on top 3-0. 2-2 pitch, runner goes, and it's hit high and deep to left field. Brody at the track. Bye-bye! Alex Cole with his second home run of the season. This one a two-run shot, and the Clippers are putting it on the Syracuse Mets here in the first inning. It is 3-0. That's all the Clippers would need, but they would continue to pour it on throughout the rest of the game. Gavin Collins scored on a Richie Palacios double in the second inning. In the third, the Clippers got an unearned run on a Mitch Tolman sack fly. They plated one on an Ike Freeman solo homer in the fourth. Only one hit in the fifth inning, but the Clippers scored four runs. Four men walked, all came in to score. Richie Palacios with a bases loaded walk. Gabriel Arias with his second big hit of the ball game. It was a three-run double. The Clippers would go up 10-0, and the final score would be 10-1. Syracuse only run came in the sixth, a leadoff single, and then a two-out double from Khalil Lee would score Carlos Rincon. That would be it for the Syracuse Mets. Clippers bullpen did a great job today. Really, the pitching all around was outstanding. Kirk McCarty got the start for the Clippers, and through four innings, he breezed. Ran into a little bit of trouble in the fifth, where the pitch count got up a little bit. And the strike zone was eluding him somewhat, but the bullpen outstanding. Daniels, Lingos, Jabot, and Broom, all with good performances for the Clippers. Daniels gets the win. He allowed the only run on two hits, but an inning and two-thirds for him. Lingos, Jabot, and Broom, all scoreless innings for the Clippers out of the bullpen. Felix Pena suffers the loss. The starter for Syracuse allowed 4 runs on 4 hits over 2 innings. Cobb gave up 5 runs. Alvarez won. Really, the performance of the game for Syracuse belonged to their relief pitcher, Eric Orsi, who faced 6 Clippers batters and struck them all out. Final totals today from Huntington Park as we wrap up the broadcast here. The Columbus Clippers scored 10 runs on 9 hits. They had 1 error. The Clippers left 8 on base. Syracuse also stranded 8 but scored just 1 run on 5 hits. They committed 1 error as well. I said Daniels gets the win. He's 1-0. Pena the loss. He is 0-1 on the season. No save. The game took 2 hours 41 minutes to play in front of 5,616 at Huntington Park. And we'll go back at it tomorrow afternoon in the wrap-up of this 6-game tilt. 1:05 first pitch. We'll take the air for the Spectrum pregame show right at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. I hope that you will be with us on the air and in person here at the ballpark. Until then, for Tracy Watson back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell saying one final time from the Arena District. The Clippers beat Syracuse 10-1. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.